We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Ta'ala for making us from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have been explaining from this platform about Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salam and Muslim Islamic perspective about him. Inshallah, we will continue. However, before I continue, historically speaking, today is a very sad day for us, because the world may be feeling they are progressive, and South African may be feeling that we have made history by passing the civil marriages bill and turning it into an act. Same gender marriages is a formula to bring the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this country. South Africa, unfortunately, has become the playground for immorality. South Africa has become the playground for legislating via parliament immoral laws. The laws which are not accepted even in the immoral Western world, they push it down our throats as an experiment. And our government accepts it. This is a day of sadness for us, and as Muslims, we have got certain responsibilities. Firstly, every Muslim, young, old, male, female, should engage in a lot of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not do that, expect the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, at every given viable opportunity to viciously speak against immorality, immodesty. And thirdly, we should know something, that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun here already. And one form, we already see it. We think azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when winds destroy and earthquakes takes place and tsunami hits and lightning strikes. Respected elders, previously asked the elders in our localities that we were able to go 10,000 for Hajj. Now, barely crying and weeping, scraping, we go 4,000. So the azab of Allah is on already. And this ibadat of Hajj has now turned, and everybody talks of it, the industry of Hajj. And ibadat has turned into industry. And every other person's tongue is what? Not ibadat of Hajj, industry of Hajj. 500 million rand industry of Hajj. Respected elders, that is the azab that has descended already. And we should make istighfar, otherwise the other azabs are coming into our country. What they worried about it? Before 2010, they were to turn this country into a haven of immorality. Respected elders, and on the international front, what they have done in Iraq, invaded that country, and now civil war. 600,000 Iraqis have died so far. What they have done in Afghanistan. And now in both places, they want to run, but they do not know how to run. And they want to get the Muslims involved so that the Muslims must die at the front line. But they have stolen the oil. No one is worried about that. They have stolen the oil. Respected elders, so all these things are worrying factors, what they are doing against us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that come what may, that these people who have oppressed and are oppressing, they are on the run at the moment. And the formula seems to go out that if you got
weapons of mass destruction like North Korea, then no one will attack you. And if you do not have weapons of mass destruction, then they will attack you, like Iraq. So solution is for Muslim states, they must get weapons of mass destruction. Then they will not be attacked. Respected elders, I have been explaining to you about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. In the Bible, there is a verse in Deuteronomy 18:18, and this verse, I'll read it out to you, wherein it is stated, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is saying that there'll be a Nabi coming, and he'll be like unto me. He'll be like me. Now, the scholars say that this prophecy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam pertains to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. And the Christians say, no, this prophecy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam pertains to coming of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Every scholar of comparative religion has to discuss this verse, has to discuss this verse of Deuteronomy 18:18, wherein Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is talking of the coming of a Nabi, and he's saying, like unto me. Many books have been written on it. Research has been done on it. Like, just like you have got passages in the Rig Veda, in the Vedas, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Puranas, these Hindu scriptures, stating that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. And just like you got in other scriptures, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being foretold. Every religion, ancient one, in their scriptures, somewhere along the line, they could not obliterate the fact that their scriptures talk about the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, concerning this verse in 1818 Deuteronomy, the best book we found was a book called Naved Javed. And in my student days, I sourced one copy by mistake in one library in a place called Hatora Banda. Those days in that village, absolute village, there was no photocopy, and I don't think there is a photocopy now there too. So what we did, I liked that section where it compares Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we paid one student to physically write it, copy it out. Then we had few other students reading it so that the calligraphy, and there is no mistakes in the copied text. The copied text must be exactly as the original. That we did about 20 years ago. And now, alhamdulillah, we translated it. Then, the next step, what we are doing, all what is stated, we are bringing references from the Bible and the Quran to say that exactly what that author did was factual. It's not mere hearsay. So when I start mentioning the qualities of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the same qualities Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam got, and Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam does not have. So understand what I'm trying to prove in today's lecture. Very simple. That verse is saying there is a Nabi going to come, and the Nabi is like unto me. We say Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is saying that this verse refers to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. The Christians are saying, no, this verse refers to Isa alayhi salam. So we have to draw a parallel, academic parallel discussion, mentioning the qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, and then mentioning the qualities of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And simultaneously, whilst we doing this, the differences of the differences between Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam become apparent. So I would like you to bear and listen carefully how they have done it. very scientifically. First of all, the verse itself, it states in Deuteronomy 18:18, I will raise up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all, that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. So the most important sentence in this paragraph is, like unto me. Respected elders, now the comparison. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made jihad. And I mentioned from this platform, between the difference between Saraya and Ghazawat, and I told you how many Saraya, how many Ghazawat, etc. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he waged jihad. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam waged physical jihad. Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam did not do so. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a Sharia revealed upon him. Similarly, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam followed the Sharia of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam should administer justice and pass judgments. Similarly, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, meaning cases were brought in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam should make rulings and pass judgment. He was the Qazi, he was the judge. Similarly, when we study the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, we find definitely that cases were brought before him and he ruled. This is not the case with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam made hijrat to Medina. Obviously, born in Makkatul Mukarramah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. Similarly, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made hijrah to Madian. Remember, he is born right near Firaun, but he goes to Madian, where Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam is there, and the story is lengthy there. He helps the daughters of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam, eventually marrying one of them. So hijrah is proven from both Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, but no hijrat proven for Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, he spoke to Allah Ta'ala alone when he went to Miraj. We know Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam went from Makkatul Mukarramah to Jerusalem, Masjid Aqsa, from there on high, and then past Sidratul Muntaha, and then he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where the gift of Salat was given to him. This speaking has been proven in Quran and Mutawatir Hadith. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone when he went on Mount Tur, leaving his brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salam on the floor there to administer, whilst Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam did not speak to Allah Ta'ala alone, and nor there was any miraj taking place, physical miraj, or this so-called movement by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lifted his forefinger and split the moon into two. The Kufar and Quraysh, they wanted a miracle from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is stated that he was at that time with Hazrat Bilal, according to one narration, in one masjid on Jabal al-Qubais. Jabal al-Qubais is that mountain which upon which the king's palace is now, and upon under that mountain where the walking tunnels, the numerous tunnels are there. Those days when the Haram was not fully developed, when you were masjid, it was a very small masjid. Some call that masjid, Masjid al-Hilal. Why Hilal means crescent, moon. So the moon splitting miracle took place from that masjid. Some call it Masjid al-Bilal. They say, no, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who should stay in that area. However, most scholars say that was Masjid-e-Hilal, Masjid of Crescent. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the request of the Quraysh, he, from the surface of the earth, raised his finger of the moon, split asunder, split into two. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam lifted his staff and split the sea into two. So the similarities of splitting, one splitting the waters and one splitting the moon. No such miracle ascribed or attributed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, miracle was in the heavens, meaning miracle of Miraj, and the miracle of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam going to Tur to get the Torah was on the surface of the earth. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by comparing the miracles, he indicated by finger, and the miracle of Musa alayhi salam was by staff onto the water. There is a hadith in Mishkat from Darabi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Musa alayhi salam was alive in my time, then he should have followed me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was talking to his cousin brother, Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are to me just like Harun was to Musa. And Hazrat, no other Nabi has mentioned this comparison of his companions to Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a seal of Nabuwat on his Mubarak back. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he had a miracle which he could display any time people wanted to see a miracle. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam could display one miracle. He put his hand under the armpit and it shone after that. No other Nabi, even Isa alayhi salam, could produce a miracle just like that. They had to wait for permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sealed Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's hand. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he broke the idol's worshippers and he was reared. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reared. That means he grew up amongst the idol worshippers. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam, he grew up in the midst of Fir'aun. Let alone idol worshippers going ahead of that, he Fir'aun was claiming that, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, that I am the most high Rabb. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a family man. He had children, he had wives, etc. Now, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam similarly married to the daughter of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was physically, bodily ascended to the heavens at the age of 23. No wife, no children. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's successor attained sovereignty. And the successor of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam also attained sovereignty, meaning the successor of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, got khilafat, got governance, etc., and sovereignty. And the successor of Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Yusha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, got successorship. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed Nabuwat at the age of 40. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam proclaimed Nabuwat at the age of 40. The incident where he killed the Kipti at the age of 30, proclaimed Nabuwat at the age of 40. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, respected elders, he proclaimed Nabuwat at the age when he was a small baby, when he was in the arms of his mother at that time. Inni Abdullah, Ata al-Kitab Jalali Nabiya. That ayah chose him to proclaim Nabuwat long before 40. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried on earth. Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam is buried on earth. Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam, according to our belief, he is still alive. The hadiths speak of the handsomeness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam. There is one very interesting thing which that author says. He says both Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were shepherds. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a strong muwahid, and in his speeches both Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa alayhi wa sallam displayed this. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried away from his birthplace.
Musa alayhi salam is buried away from his birthplace. Isa alayhi salam still has to come and be buried. And when he will be buried also, inshallah, he will be buried in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi broke the idols of the Kaaba. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam broke the Kaaba. When he came from Mount Tur, when he saw Samuri, he had misled the people and he got extremely raged. He broke the idols physically. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, Allah Ta'ala chose the Muslims over the Jews and the Christians so that he had made the recognition, teaching and nobility of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distinguished. No other group has this status and distinction. Therefore, circumcision is famous amongst two groups, Muslims and Jews. Muslims and Jews, they circumcise. Christians do not circumcise. Allah Ta'ala has chosen the Jews over other tribes on earth. He has similarly made the recognition of the teachings of Musa alayhi salam very distinguished. It is stated, respected elders, that the completion of ibadat, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, at this time, he was the Nabi and the Rasul who began to specify that you must specify a place of worship. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that and he completed that. It is stated, the last kitab came through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are four famous kitabs, you know that. And the first one came to Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam and the last one came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both the Torah and the Quran al-Kareem. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning both the Torah and the Quran, Allah ta'ala says that they are Furqan. Both of them, they are criterion. And, respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companion Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Muslims, they dropped the walls of the fort with the force of the recitals of Takbir. It is historically proven. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba al-Kiram, when they attacked the fort, they by shouting Takbir, the wall literally fell down and the Muslims were able to take over. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's companion, Hazrat Yashu, dropped the walls of a city with some sound while it's waging jihad. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, respected elders, he is the Nabi and the Rasul amongst the family of Ismail alayhi salam. And Hazrat, he is the only one amongst the family of Ismail alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa, only one amongst the Israelites. So we can see from this that the Jacobi is talking about the Nabi like unto me. Like unto me, that means Musa alayhi salam is saying, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam is coming. What is our responsibility? It is now textually, academically proven that we are from the last group, having the last Nabi. And remember, when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam comes back, he will not be a new Nabi. He's an old Nabi coming back. He will not come as to nullify the finality of Nabuwwah. Any person who says there is a new Nabi coming after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a kafir. Any person who says that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there is some satellite Nabi coming, or there is a metaphorical Nabi coming, or there is a Nabi or Rasul coming with a new Sharia, he's a complete, fully fledged kafir. You don't have to worry about that. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi. He is the final Nabi with the last Sharia, with the last kitab. We are the last Ummah. And our responsibility is to practice upon the Sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.